It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple and wherever you get your podcast from, of course. And today, Friday, we are back at the end of our working week, December the 15th. Now, that means that you only have this weekend and next weekend to finish any Christmas present shopping that you are doing. It definitely feels like Christmas out in the suburbs. And just a reminder, coming up on Christmas morning, we have another Christmas Day special, and we'll be catching up with some of our contributors to share around a little bit of Christmas cheer and spirit as we start to wind down the year. And this morning, we are talking once again to Margaret Lomas from Destiny Financial Solutions. And good morning to you, Margaret. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast. How is your Christmas shopping going and all of that build up?
Well, I want to thank you for reminding me that today is my brother's birthday. I otherwise would have forgotten that, except you talking about the 15th of December and scaring the life out of me because I've done zero, as I always have at this time of the year. So nothing's going well here in terms of Christmas planning. A lot going on in the property market, so I think that's where my attention's been.
Yours and mine. And of course, I think it's a nervous sort of time right now. The RBA is sort of thinking, what is going to happen with this Christmas spend on the other side?
Look, I think there has to be an element of the RBA recognising that big spend at Christmas time doesn't necessarily reflect what's really happening in the economy. And we will always see this time of the year much more money being injected into the economy by people buying up on Christmas gifts. So hopefully the Reserve Bank all takes that in their stride and realises that it doesn't necessarily mean that we've all got a lot of money. A lot of people have cut back significantly throughout the year so they can afford these times. So the Reserve Bank is going to really have to be doing a great job at trying to project what's going to be going on in our economy for at least the early part of 2024, and also reflecting on how many people are really genuinely struggling under the weight of the cost of living increases as well as then interest rate rises. You know, we saw so many people. And I remember probably even having this conversation with you where we talked about people all jumping into property markets that were running away from them, mortgaging themselves up too high to the point where they were at the very edge of their affordability way back before we had 13 interest rate rises. So you can only imagine the kind of pressure that families like that are feeling at the moment.
Yeah, and we'll take a look at all of that the other side. We'll talk about the interest rates. We will talk about the rental. So we'll get Margaret's thoughts the other side.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
Well, here's a question. Is this over the top? Would you deem this to be? Domain reported yesterday on a Melbourne residence that pampers your animals like nobody else and in style. You can book a chauffeur-driven Porsche to take your doggy to the spa. You heard it right. A chauffeur-driven Porsche. I mean, this sort of thing we know is commonplace in Hollywood, but now much closer to home. And I give that the big R. Ridiculous.
It's the main centre forecast.
Let's have a look at the weather, which might be a little bit more normal for you this morning. In Sydney, expecting a mainly fine one with 27 degrees. Melbourne, cloudy with a fine day with 21. Brisbane, one or two showers with 35. And in Perth today, expecting a sunny one and your temperature 32.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And it's another Real Estate Friday, and we are starting to run out of working days before Christmas. We are back with Margaret Lomas. And Margaret, you touched on the rate rise hikes, which we have endured, of course, throughout 2023. It has been, as you said, a real battle to maintain a standard of living for many Australians. And the property landscape really did change dramatically this year. So what were your observations when you look back over 2023's interest rate nightmare?
You know, interest rates still haven't reached the point that they were at around about 7 years ago, when everybody was happily investing in property. They were getting reasonably low yields, really, because our rental market hadn't gone crazy like it has. I remember a time when all of my loans were sitting at around about 7 and 8%. And for most people at the moment, they should be somewhere in the sixes. If they're not, they should be talking to their bank and trying to screw them down that little bit more, which is possible. And that's something that I've done twice this year myself with my own lender. I think the biggest problem was that once we had that last little boom, which came around about 2 to 3 years ago, just after COVID really hit us fairly hard, everybody thought that the property market was going to completely tank. The opposite happened then. A lot of people became interested in property. They were saving money because they weren't out on the town. We were all locked down for so long. They then all went into property. And the problem was that a significant proportion of people went into property buying property that was really at the peak of their affordability back when interest rates were low. The other thing that happened around that time is that many people went into those properties with fairly low fixed rates, but they were fixed rate periods of only 2 and 3 years, and they all came off during 2023. So suddenly we saw a number of things happen. Interest rates rose. The next thing that happened was that all of those fixed rates came off, and people went from loans that were 1.9, 1.8, 2.1% immediately up into the fives and the sixes. And then the third thing that happened is the cost of living just skyrocketed, and we saw energy prices increase. We're seeing the effect back in our food prices, and suddenly these families and people who own these homes are starting to feel the pinch. I think if it was just interest rate rises only, a lot of loan holders would have been able to manage. But we're just starting now to see the real trouble come into the market, where we're getting forced sales. We're getting a significant proportion of property investors liquidate their portfolio or some of it earlier than they'd expected. And I'll be honest, I'm one of those people. My plans were still a few years down the road to start to liquidate a few things. That was always my plan once I reached this age. But I've started to do that a little sooner on just some of those properties that aren't performing as well for me.
And talking about performance in the market, I think there has been just so much made of the Sydney and Melbourne markets in terms of the rebound. But we shouldn't really forget about the darling stories of Perth and Adelaide, which really, you know, pound for pound, have been going just as well, if not better.
Way better, in fact, and people do forget about them. I feel sorry for the people living in Adelaide and Perth, because all they ever hear is Sydney, Melbourne, and sometimes Brisbane. Let me give you a little bit of an idea of the last quarter. The change that we had up until the 30th of November, Sydney grew in the quarter to the 30th of November by 1.8%. Melbourne grew by 0.6%. But here we have Adelaide growing at 3.9%, Brisbane growing at 3.9%, and Melbourne growing at 5.4% just for that quarter. Now, there's a lot of reasons for this. Firstly, all of those markets are still affordable in terms of the average income earner. People who live and work in Perth, Adelaide, and Brisbane are on very similar incomes to those who are living and working in Sydney and Melbourne, and yet they can afford to buy property because the property prices are much lower. So we're not seeing that pullback in purchasing. We're not seeing that pullback in listings. In fact, we don't have many listings in those areas. So every property that's going on the market is being sold in record quick time, and we're seeing that growth come into those markets like we haven't seen for a very long time. So affordability is not being impacted yet. The average income earner, even at these higher interest rates, can still afford to buy the average home in those three cities. There's plenty more to come in those cities as well. And we're now even starting to see the ripple effect out into some of the close regional areas to Brisbane and Perth, especially, to a lesser extent, Adelaide, up into the Barossa Valley, where we're starting to see more demand trickle into those areas and a ripple effect of growth out into those close commutable regions around those cities.
Yeah, the ripple effect certainly will take place in 2024, and we talk about the rate hikes. Now, the rental market has accelerated spectacularly and is not really sustainable for 2024, but it looks like it is going to just continue on its merry march. So more pressure, especially on those first home buyers, to scrape up enough money for a deposit. So what is it going to take, do you think, to stabilize and sort of correct itself from where it is?
We have a lot of pressure in the rental market from a number of areas. First of all, we have landlords needing to increase their rents just to stay in the market. And it's a really difficult situation if you are a landlord at the moment. I've had to take up quite a number of the rents on my properties. I've had tenants write back and say, please, can you leave it where it is? Because I can't afford another increase. And I want to be the landlord who says, okay, we'll leave you low. But on the other side of things, the cost of my borrowing has gone up so much that I can't be affording to support those tenants through those times. So, you know, you want to be that landlord who cares. And wherever possible, I've tried not to go up by too much. But I know also that if a tenant does move out because they can no longer afford that property, there's 30 of others waiting around the corner to occupy my property at the rent that I want to ask. So it's a very, very difficult balancing act for landlords who in the main are caring people, but they have a lot of increased costs that they need to cover. But on the other side, we have a huge shortage of property, and this has been exacerbated by record migration numbers. Inward migration has been crazy since COVID times. And the fact that we're just not getting those building approvals through. So building approvals are down. And the reason for that is that the cost of construction has increased dramatically. We're seeing so many cases of builders going under, of apartment blocks not being finished because the people who are developing them underestimated the cost to do so and went broke trying to finish these buildings. So there's a lot of wariness in that. That's in the development side of our property market, where developers just aren't willing to take the risk because of potential cost blowouts. And that just exacerbates our supply problem. So although I know that rents largely are getting to the peak of affordability for most people, I don't think we're going to see that moderate anytime soon. And I think we're still going to see rents rise. Typically, when values are rising, we don't see rents rise for a while, but at the moment it's happening at the same time. There doesn't seem to be any end to it.
Yes, 2024 nearly here. All right, don't forget to buy a present for your brother, Margaret. Oh,
thank you.
Thank you for coming back on to the Real Estate Breakfast this morning. And we will talk again before the end of the year, because I'm interested to get your comments around what the economists are talking about for a potential rate cut. Enjoy your day.
Same to you.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia. The Real Estate Podcast.